It's been almost 2 years since the uproar over extreme weights at the VA led the head of that department to resign. Congress responded to the scandal by passing the Veterans Choice Program. It allows veterans to go to private doctors on the VA's tab if the VA keeps them waiting more than a month. In North Carolina and nationwide, that solution isn't working. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
The Salisbury VA kept Army veteran Archie Barrow waiting 2 months for shoulder surgery. So, the Department of Veterans Affairs authorized Barrow for the Choice Program. But when he took the next step, trying to schedule care...
The first couple phone calls, they said I wasn't authorized. I said, well, how am I not authorized? I've got two Choice cards here saying I am. And then I finally called back about the third or fourth time, and I got somebody that was able to help me.
Those calls went to HealthNet, one of two companies managing the Choice Program. It took another 2 months for HealthNet, the VA, Barrow, and a private doctor to get everything sorted out. He had surgery a year ago.
And they have not paid for it.
That puts Barrow's doctor in good company. At least 30 doctors' offices throughout North Carolina are dealing with Veterans Choice payment problems, some that have lasted more than a year, according to the North Carolina Medical Society. It's become a frustration within the VA, too.
The fact is that people are waiting months and months, and it's like we call it the black hole.
That's Timalyn James, a nurse care manager at the VA facility in Wilmington. She says the Choice Program has made the original problem worse.
As long as the Choice Program has gone on, we've had progressively longer and longer wait times for Choice to provide the service, and we've had progressively less and less follow-through on the Choice end with what was supposed to be their managing of the steps.
The frustrations have led to congressional hearings. In one, Deputy Secretary of Veterans Affairs Sloan Gibson put it this way.
We know that Choice is not working as well for veterans as it should work.
Gibson puts part of the blame on the program's aggressive timeline. Congress gave the VA 3 months to implement it. VA officials say that scared off many big players in the insurance world who argued it was really a two-year project. Ultimately, only two companies sought contracts to manage the program, HealthNet and TriWest. HealthNet Vice President Donna Hoffmeyer testified at a congressional hearing this summer.
The limited implementation period for Choice did not afford VA time to develop necessary policy and process guides, nor did it allow us to the time to develop operational processes, make needed system changes, and to effectively hire and train the staff needed to support a program of this size and complexity.
Hoffmeyer said when timeframes are pushed to unrealistic levels, mistakes happen. In Gastonia, that leaves Kelly Coward dialing another veteran with bad news.
Just calling to let you know that I still have not received your authorization from HealthNet Federal. As soon as I get it, I will give you a call and let you know that we have it and we can go over some surgery dates.
Coward works at Carolina Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Dealing with HealthNet has become a consuming part of her job.
I have to fax and refax and call and recall, and they tell us that they don't receive the notes. And that's just every day. And I'm not the only one here that deals with it.
Carolina Orthopedic treats about 200 veteran patients. It can take 3 to 4 months just to line up an office visit. CEO Chad Gorley is a veteran himself, and he's frustrated with the long delays his patients face.
The federal government's put the Band-Aid on it when there's such a public outcry on how the veteran's taken care of. All right, well, they've got the Band-Aid on it to get the national media off of their backs, but the wound's still opening. The wound is still there. It's just a Band-Aid.
Congress is now drafting a solution to the original solution. Republican Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, Democratic Senator John Tester of Montana, and others are working on a compromise that could come out this month. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Gastonia.